AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The GOP presidential field has grown to 15.
Thank you.
Supporters chanted as Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker walked on stage in Madison to announce his candidacy.
I love America.
Walker spoke in the same hall where he celebrated his successful recall election just 3 years earlier. Tonight, he talked about reforming the way Washington does business.
I'm for reform, growth, safety. I'm for transferring power from Washington into the hands of hardworking taxpayers in states all across the country. That's real reform.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton today laid out her agenda to help American workers.
I believe we have to build a growth and fairness economy. You can't have one without the other.
Fellow Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders says workers' incomes need to increase.
We need to raise the minimum wage, which today is a starvation wage of $7.25, to $15 an hour, so that anyone who works in this country does not live in poverty.
Diplomats in Vienna say negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program could produce an agreement in a matter of hours. They say the nuts and bolts of the written accord were settled days ago, but negotiators have been struggling to resolve final obstacles. A new agreement between Greece and its lenders has helped extend the stock market's winning streak. Though hurdles remain for the deal, the Dow climbed 217 points, the Nasdaq 74, the S&P picked up 23. And Florida Senator Bill Nelson's office says his surgery for prostate cancer has been a complete success. He underwent surgery today in Washington. This is AP Radio News. Transgendered individuals serving openly in the U.S. military? AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports it could happen.
After successfully allowing women in combat and openly gay service, the military is now looking at allowing transgender personnel to serve openly. It's announced a six-month plan to study the impact, beginning with the assumption that transgender troops should be allowed to serve. Defense Secretary Ash Carter calls the current guidelines outdated and says anybody who's willing and able to serve should be allowed to do so.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says it may have to shut down some hospitals next month if Congress does not address a $2.5 billion shortfall in its current budget year. The VA has told Congress increased demand by vets for health care created the gap. The VA wants to use up to $3 billion from its new Veterans Choice program to close that gap. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.